The UCLA softball team has had a phenomenal season. The Bruins are 40-2. They've lost only to Michigan and Pac-12 rival Oregon this season. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome, welcome. My name's Greg Stewart. And the program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can connect for more information anytime at WWIB.com. Last year, the program went to its 29th NCAA College World Series, finishing third in the tournament. UCLA senior outfielder Dene Bloger from beautiful Malibu, California, is with me on the show today to talk about her second-ranked Bruins. So give us a lowdown, Dene, on an incredible 40-2 season so far for your team.
Yeah, we've been doing really well. This team is definitely different. We have a history, the last 4 years I've been here, of being really successful. But this year it's just different. We're not losing as many games as we normally do. And it's just because our team dynamics and stuff are way different. We're a family, and we just, like, push through all the adversity we've had. So it's been super fun, and we still have quite a bit to go, but we're excited to see what happens.
Yeah, last year you were 58-7, and you're well on your way to even a better record this year. So the program has gone to the World Series every year. You've worn the azure blue and gold. How does this team compare to the others that you've been on there?
I think it's just different because everyone is, like, bought into winning and gives up, like, what they selfishly want. And whether that means that you're starting and you're batting third, or you're the first one off the bench to run, or you don't even get in the games, but you're, like, having energy in the dugout or doing a chart. Like, I think that's what's so different about this team is that, like, every person of the 20 of us is, like, always bought in every pitch and has given up what they wanted selfishly for the team. And so I think that hopefully is going to take us further this year. Like, every year I've been on the team, we've made it further in the World Series. Like, last year we finished third. The year before that, I think it was, like, fifth or something like that. So hopefully this year, like, we have the experience, and now we can just go out there and win it.
Yeah, Bruins won 12 NCAA titles, have made 29 trips to the NCAA World Series. Tell me about playing out there in this program and absorbing the culture, the winning culture of Bruins softball.
I mean, it's the best of the best, and we have the history with the program. We obviously have the most championships, and you say softball has just always been known as being top. So just living up to that standard, but not putting too much pressure on ourselves to have to live up to it, because we're all capable, and just knowing that, like, it's an honor to wear the four letters on our chest and go out every day and work hard and represent that well. And it is truly an honor to play for a program as UCLA. So as I'm finishing up, just, like, remembering that and trying to finish strong and support my team and do my best that I can.
So you have three series left before the NCAAs, at home this weekend against Utah, then on the road up at Stanford, and back at home against Arizona to wrap things up. What's the immediate goal for you all for these last few weekends?
I think it's just to not let up. Like, softball is a long season. We play a lot of games, and we can get pretty burnt out, but just continuing to put the work in every day to know that it's going to pay out in the end. And take every game now before we get to the end is just, like, practicing what we're going to do then. So being unfazed by things that happen and just being able to bounce back from things that happen. And my coach says all the time, it's not about what happens, but what you do next. And we've continually had opportunities to respond to things that happen in the game. Like, every minute there's something that's happening. So just using that as practice so that we can be the best team at the end.
Well, I've been looking at the scores for your club. You're just blowing teams away this year. 15, 16, 17 runs at times that you're scoring in games. But in 31 of the 40 wins, your pitching's given up two runs or fewer. Tell me a little bit about your team. Give us an overview of Bruins softball this year.
Yeah, I think that our pitching staff has done a great job. Luisa Fernandez has taken over as pitching coach, and she's just done a great job with them. That we have more of a staff this year, and they're able to split up the games so they're not as tired, and they're able to bring more of their A game to every game. And then just the team in general, like I said, we're all really flexible. Like, it's like 95% of the team says that they're utility players. Like, we play everywhere. We're always willing to jump in where they need us, like, even if we haven't practiced in that position. And so I think that's just what's different about this team. And we all have each other's backs, and we all really do care, like, about the people that are out there, even if we're not the ones that are chosen to play that day. And so I think that just makes the team dynamics and stuff way different, and why we've been able to be so successful.
Okay, 5'6", senior outfielder Danae Blogier of the second-ranked UCLA Bruins softball team, my guest from Southern California today. And today, let's plan on getting together next time here on Sports and Commentary, and have you share a little bit about your faith, because you came to UCLA, the campus, as a freshman, really not that interested, you told me, in following God and pursuing Him. But things changed spiritually while you've been out there. And we'll find out what happened next time here on Sports and Commentary. So thanks for coming by today. I appreciate it. Have a great day, all right?
You too.